There you are. I was wondering when you were going to wake up. Your dreams are very entertaining. I should thank you for the entertainment. Yeah. I was watching your dreams like they were a movie. It's like playing on your own personal screen. Oh, you don't believe me? I guess I'll just have to prove it to you then. Alright. You were dreaming about being back at school. You were walking through the halls, your head down, like normal. And everyone was watching you. They were peering over their textbooks. They were craning their heads around corners, just to watch you. They were whispering, too. You assumed they were talking about you, which is why you woke up. You got startled when that guy walked up to you with that smirk on his face. I already told you how I know. I said I was watching your dreams. How? It's simple, really. I can read your mind. Every thought that comes through your head, I can see it all. If it's not possible, then how am I here? Exactly. It is possible, because I'm standing right in front of you. The door is locked, you can't get out. The ropes are too tight, you'll hurt your wrists if you try to wrestle out. Yeah, I might look tiny, but I promise you, you can't beat me. You're stuck here forever. Because you're mine. I won't let anyone else think any thoughts about you. You are mine. No one will ever, ever think a romantic thought about you ever again. Except for me. You will love me one day. I'm not scary, and you'll learn to see that. Oh, yeah, I know. You're hungry. I got your favorite. Of course I know what you like. I can read minds. And I wouldn't have kidnapped you without doing at least a little bit of research. Alrighty. Here's your food. I'm going to untie you. But know that if you do anything, then I will see it coming, and I've prepped for it. I don't want to hurt you, but sometimes love equals pain. I will do what I have to do to keep you here with me. There. Does it look like there's any rope burns, and it doesn't hurt? Good job for not struggling too much. Whoa. Slow down. I don't want you to choke, my love. Liked that, did you? Don't glare at me like that. Does it frustrate you that I'm in your head? Can't hide anything from me. What? No, I can read your thoughts. I want to hear you say this one out loud. You want to see inside my head. No one's ever asked me that before. Sure. Ask away. Can I turn it off? I don't think so. I've never tried. Yeah. It's happened for as long as I can remember. I only figured out what was happening, though, once I learned to read. What's it like? It's like... How do I word this? It's like everyone has their own personal subtitles. They all have their own handwriting, and it's constantly changing, and there's a lot of it. And it's like everywhere. Yeah, It's a bit chaotic, but your thoughts usually aren't. You have a very one-track mind. To be honest, it's what drew me to you in the first place. And so I wanted to be around you more, get to know you, what you liked, and you were so quiet. And after that, I knew you had to be mine. So, here we are. Oh, please. You wouldn't have come with me if I'd asked you. Who says yes to being kidnapped? Ask you on a date? You would not have said yes to that. Sorry. I'll let you ask the questions instead of reading them off your head. Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, ask away.